Hello, I am Pastor Gabriel. I am the lead pastor of Grace Communion Richardson. And I just want to welcome you to this Sunday's worship stream. Here at Grace Communion Richardson, we seek to know Jesus and to make him known through worship, through family fellowship, and through community outreach or engagement. And we do all of this out of the compelling love of God that is poured in our hearts through Jesus Christ, our Savior, and by the power of His Spirit. It's the first Sunday of the new month, the month of November, and each first Sunday of the month, we focus on our young people. So we call this a Youth Sunday, and that simply means that the focus on our worship include in a more attentive and special way our young people. And we feel blessed to understand, to know, and to seek to include our young people in the life of Jesus and in the life of the church, not just as the future leaders, but also our present participants and leaders as well. And I just want to say also that I have hope for the future of our young people. And ultimately, this hope that I have is not just because of us, but because of Jesus. This hope is in Jesus and our shared commitment together to join Him in doing right by our children, our young people, our grandchildren, future generations yet unborn. I have been sharing with you this past few Sundays about the values that we hold dear as a congregation, the values that motivate us in our body life. Last week, I shared with you our congregational vision and mission with a focus on our mission. It is what I share every time I come on these broadcasts when I say that here at Grace Communion Richardson, we seek to know Jesus and to make him known. That's our mission. It is to know Jesus and to make him known through worship, through family fellowship, through community outreach or engagement, all by the power of the Holy Spirit. And I mention this because we don't want to forget it. We want to remind ourselves about this every day. Today, I want to continue to discuss our vision and mission, but I want to do so by sharing with you the ministry avenues of hope, faith, and love that we are using in living out our vision and mission. The ministry avenues of hope, faith, and love that we are using to pursue our vision. And we believe that hope, faith, and love is really desperately needed in our lives and in the life of this nation that is dear to all of us. At this stage, I just want to invite you to a praise song from our youth praise team, and then we will have prayer, scripture reading, and I'll come back with a word of thanks for your financial support, and then we'll get into the message for today. Please stay with us.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to Youth Sunday Services. Thank you for letting us be a part of your day today. Please worship with us.
There's got to be more. Takes the stage when we're on the edge of our seat, saying it's too late. Well, let me introduce you to Amazing Grace. No matter the bumps, no matter the bruises, possibly be. We simply can't believe that this unconditional kind of love would be enough to take a filthy wretch like this and wrap him up in righteousness. But that's exactly what he did. No matter the bumps, no matter the bruises, no matter the scars, still the truth is a cross has made, a cross has made you flawless. No matter the hurt, takes a stage when we're on the edge of our seat, saying it's too late. Well, let me introduce you to grace, grace, God's grace. No matter the faults, no matter the bruises, no matter the scars, still the truth.
Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, what a joy to know that you are in control of everything that is going on in this world. Let us take comfort knowing that you know every detail of our lives and that you will see us through victorious in our walk with you. Father, I pray for the inspiration of the Holy Spirit today, that everyone who is listening will be blessed and edified by your words and songs of praise. Please heal those who are sick, provide for those who are needy, encourage those who are downcast, mend and restore broken relationships, light the paths of those who are walking in the dark, and call those who are lost. I ask that you eliminate the virus completely so the layoff, suffering, sickness, trouble, and unable to visit relatives and any difficulties that it resulted will come to an end. We beseech you that the election will not turn chaotic. I pray that your peace will prevail in this divided nation so your gospel can further advance. In Jesus' name, amen.
1 Corinthians 13:8. Love never fails, but when there are prophecies, they will cease. Where there are tongues, they will be stilled. Where there is knowledge, it will pass away. 1 Corinthians 13:13. And now these three remain: faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is love. Colossians 1:3-6. We always thank God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, when we pray for you, because we have heard of your faith in Jesus Christ and of the love you have for all of God's people, the faith and the love that spring from the hope stored up for you in heaven and about which you have already heard in the true message of the gospel that has come for you. In the same way, the gospel is bearing fruit and growing throughout the whole world, just as it had been doing among you since the day you heard it and truly understood God's grace. 1 Thessalonians 5:8. But since we belong to the day, let us be sober, putting on faith and love as a breastplate and the hope of salvation as a helmet.
I want to take a minute to just express heartfelt thanks to Grace Communion Richardson members, supporters, and those of you out there who share our values for your generous financial support for our gospel effort. As you may well know, your financial donations are tax deductible and they are very helpful, and we welcome your walking alongside us in participating with Jesus in what he's doing. If you are interested in donating, you can see on the screen a number of ways that you can do so. We appreciate you. We thank you. God bless you. Now for the main message. As I said earlier in the introduction, I have been sharing with you a number of these past few Sundays, our values as a church and the mission, the vision and the mission that flows out of these values that we have. And these values, vision and mission that I have been sharing with you, I have said, come out of our identity in Jesus Christ. They are what are manifested as a result of our identity in Jesus, our participating in his life, our being image bearers and followers of Jesus. And so our identity, our sense of who we are and whose we are, is what gives us the values that we hold, and it is what provides for us the vision that we have and the mission that we have that we share with Jesus, because it is really Jesus who has the vision and the mission that he has, that we are participating with him to show our response to what he has already done for us. So our mission as a church is to live out our the vision that Jesus has, and it is to know Jesus, to make him known through worship, family fellowship, and community engagement by the power of the Holy Spirit. Now it's important for that to be understood as well. That is to say, we cannot do any of the things that I've been sharing with you either as a corporate church congregation or as individual followers of Christ without the Spirit. In fact, it is the Spirit doing it in, with, and through us as we say yes, as we assent, as we voluntarily participate in what the Holy Spirit is doing. And this mission of seeking to know Jesus and to make him known through worship, family fellowship, and community engagement by the power of the Spirit, we are doing so, living this out through the ministry avenues of hope, faith, and love. You can say this is our discipleship pathway or our relational pathway through the Spirit, hope, faith, and love. We seek to engage each other, our young people, guests, and everyone in our sphere of influence, in our neighborhood, through these avenues of hope, faith, and love. So today I want to just lay a foundation of what this means, and then in subsequent streams, I will take each of these avenues, that is, hope, faith, and love, and explain them a little bit more fully as to what they mean as we live out our mission. We want to share hope, friends. We want to share faith, and we want to share the love of Jesus with our young people and with everyone in our sphere of influence. We want to help our young people to face life's challenges with hope. And I know they face a lot of different kinds of challenges. And we've talked about some of these in previous messages. But it is our responsibility as parents, as guardians, as adults, as people who love our children, our young people, to help them face life and life's challenges and difficulties in hope and with hope. And that they will do so not only with hope, but also in faith and in the love of Jesus Christ, our Savior. The Apostle Paul, remarking on the importance of these three virtues of hope, faith, and love, reminds us that they are very important. They are significant to our lives. They are significant to our understanding of who Jesus is and how we respond to Jesus and how we interact and relate with each other. In 1 Corinthians chapter 13, in verse 8, and I'm breaking into the sharing that Paul is doing here to the church at Corinth. In 1 Corinthians 13, it is known as the love chapter. And the love being described here is not just romantic love. It is not sexual love. It is not natural physical love. It is a divine kind of love. It is a love that is of God, that describes how God rolls, if you please. And Paul is describing the power and importance of love in 1 Corinthians 13. Love is supremely powerful. And it is no wonder that Scripture says God is love. Not God has love, but God is love. All that God is manifests itself in a certain way that is called love. And in verse 8, this is how Paul describes love. After, you know, describing various aspects of love, you know, love is kind, it is not easily angered and so on and so forth. In verse 8, he says, love never fails. Love never fails. In other words, love never disappoints. Now, there is an ultimate meaning to this. That is important for us to understand. In other words, in the divine realm that God lives, and in this divine realm that God lives, that He incarnates into our physical, natural realm, love can be counted on not to fail, not to disappoint us. Love never fails, Paul says. It never quits. It never pulls back in that sense. It is always available and always present. And then in verse 13, he says, now these three remain. Now, it's interesting. He's been talking about love all this while. And then he includes faith and hope by saying this in verse 13. The 13th chapter of 1 Corinthians. And now these three remain: faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is love. And love is greater. Love is greatest because hope and faith actually flow out of love. Hope and faith is understood within the context of love. We have trust, which is what faith basically means, in God, because God is love. You see, if God is just a tyrannical, dictatorial, authoritarian evildoer, we don't just put trust in somebody like that, that person has our backs, that person cares for us, that person wants the best for us. No. It's difficult to do that. But because God is love, we can have faith in Him. We can have trust in Him. And because God is love, we can hope in Him. And hope basically describes the fact that we can have a confident assurance in the expectations that we have of God. That God is who He says He is, and God will perform what He promises us. So faith and hope flow out of our understanding of who God is. And they are part of the virtues that motivates our body lives as Christians and as churches. Hope, faith, love. They go hand in hand. You cannot have one without the other in relationship. And on a smaller scale, we demonstrate and manifest these avenues of hope, faith, and love even in our own relationships with each other. Hopefully we love one another. Hopefully we have faith in each other. Yeah, at a degree that is far less than we have in God, yes. Hopefully we hope in each other. We have the best anticipations and expectations of each other. Relational anticipation and expectation. There's a difference between mechanistic expectations. That has nothing to do with love. But relational expectations are understandable. They are part and parcel of reciprocal existence. I have certain expectations of my wife, and she has certain expectations of me. A lot of these expectations are not even verbalized. They're not even written. But they are there because they are based on love. They are based on an understanding of who we are with each other. And so, hope, faith, and love, Paul tells us, remain. These are relational attributes and virtues that go beyond this present life. That's what he is talking about here. Because earlier he's talking about if you have knowledge, you know, knowledge passes. What we used to know 30 years ago is not the same as what we know now. There are a lot of things that we know now, for example, about COVID-19, we did not know in March when we began the shelter in place. We learn, knowledge grows, and a lot of what we know before passes away. Paul is saying, hope, faith, and love are not like that. They remain. They are ever present in relationships. And we're going to be talking some more about that within the context of our corporate existence as a church congregation. And as Christians who are followers of Jesus and image bearers of Jesus. So hope, faith, and love are the ministry avenues. And when I use the word avenue, I'm basically saying they are pathways, they are roads, they are ways in which we express our lives in hope, faith, and love. So the avenues that healthy church life expresses. So a healthy church is going to live a life that manifests hope, faith, and love. And again, all three work hand in hand. You can't have one without the other two. They flow from Jesus. Jesus is our hope, embodies our hope. Jesus is love, embodies love. Jesus is faith or trust. If you cannot trust in Jesus, I don't know of anyone that you would rather trust. So they flow out of who Jesus is. And so faith, hope, and love expresses the indicatives. As theologians, we say they expresses who and how God is. And out of that, we understand the imperatives or the responses that we give as a result of our understanding of who and how God is. As Christians, as humans, God has done everything that is needed to accomplish the destiny that He has for you and for me. It's a done deal. However, because we are in His image, which includes the fact that we have free moral agency, we have choice, that we respond to what God has done as a done deal for us. And this process of response is what we are in this life, of what God has already done in Christ for us. Our responses are supposed to be in participation with what Jesus has already done, is doing, and will yet do for us. So the compelling lifestyle response that we are engaged in, it's a response to the nature and character of God revealed in Jesus Christ for us. And we have this lifestyle of response through the avenues of hope, of faith, and of love. Hope, faith, and love are interconnected, and we cannot have one without the other, as I said. And it is how we relate to God through Jesus by the power of the Spirit, and it's how we relate with each other. Colossians chapter 1 speaks about this a little bit further. Puts more flesh on the bones, so to speak. In Colossians chapter 1, and in verses 3 through 6, the Apostle Paul again speaking here, he says, "We always thank God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, when we pray for you. Because, verse 4, we have heard of your faith in Christ Jesus." So the faith that we are talking about, friends, is a faith that is in Christ. It's a faith of and in Jesus Christ. So he says, "Because we have heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and of the love you have for all God's people. The faith and love that spring from the hope stored up for you in heaven and about which you have already heard in the true message of the gospel that has come to you. In the same way, the gospel is bearing fruit and growing throughout the whole world, just as it has been doing among you since the day you heard it and truly understood God's grace." Paul is saying here, again, you will notice how hope, faith, and love are brought together in this description that Paul is giving of the church in Colossae. He's saying, look, we pray for you, and we pray for you with thanks for the faith that you have, the love that you have, the hope that springs out of your understanding of the grace of God, of the goodness of God. And this faith, love, and hope is intrinsically part of the gospel message that you have heard and that you are sharing, Paul is saying here, right? And that is what we all as Christians and as disciples of Jesus, as followers of Jesus, image bearers of Jesus, want to live out, this hope, faith, and love that shares in the gospel of the goodness and the grace of God, abundantly expressed in Christ Jesus our Lord. So hope, faith, and love are an intrinsic part of the gospel. The good news is what gospel means. The good news of God's love, God's grace for us in Jesus. Hope, faith, and love are the ways in which we share the gospel, in which we make disciples, in which we are better together, in which we grow in the grace and knowledge of Jesus, in which we expand the kingdom of God. The lifestyle of hope, faith, and love is where all of this happens. It's the context for what being on mission is about. We live out our identity in Jesus through hope, faith, and love. We engage in worship through hope. We engage in family and fellowship through faith. We engage in reaching out to our neighbors with love. Hope, faith, and love is how we pursue the mission of seeking to know Jesus and to make him known through worship, through family fellowship, and through community engagement. They are the ministry avenues. And ministry simply means service. They are the ministry avenues for mission. So we value worship. But worship is one of our values. A few Sundays back, I was sharing with you our values. Well, worship is one of the values we have as a church here at Grace Communion Richardson. We don't do this worship alone, though. We worship as individual Christians, but we also worship together as a community of believers or as a community of faith. But we don't all also do that alone as just believers. We worship together with others who are yet to believe as well. We extend worship beyond our walls. We join Jesus in worship. Worship begins with Jesus. That's a fundamental truth that we have to understand, which I'm going to remind us of every time I have the opportunity. And that is this: whatever it is that we are and that we do that is good, that is lovely, that is appropriate, that is positive, that is noble, flow out of our identity in Jesus. We are just participating in who He is and what He is doing. So our worship is the same. Our worship is as a result of our participation in Jesus's worship. We include others in this worship. Our young people are included, as you are saying this Sunday, and as you usually see every first Sunday of the month. Because we all recognize our young people not just for the future, but they are intrinsically part of our present, and they are invited and included in what Jesus is doing now and into the future. We include guests. We include others in our sphere of influence in this hope, pointing others to Jesus, who is our true hope. Hope is the ministry avenue for worship for us. It is a ministry avenue that we engage in worship, because hope is what leads us to worship. It is hope that we point worship to. Hope is a response of gratitude, a response of thankfulness, a response of praise, a response of confident expectation of a better tomorrow, which is wrapped up in worship, which inspires and motivates us to keep on keeping on, to endure, to persevere. We'll talk some more about this next time, as we take each of the ministry avenues one at a time. We also value family fellowship. That's another value we have as a church. Growing in the grace and knowledge of Jesus Christ together. Recognizing that we are in this together, that we are part of the family that God is creating, and that this family is not just us, it includes all of humanity, as many as are willing to say yes to what Jesus has already done for them. And so we, as family, in fellowship together, helping one another, supporting one another, encouraging one another, live life together. We do life in Jesus with Him through His Spirit together. Faith is the ministry avenue that I am describing here. Because when we say people of faith, that's what we are talking about. When we say believers, that's what we are talking about. When we say a community of faith or a community of believers, that's what we are talking about. That's another meaning of faith. Faith is not just a singular term in that sense. Faith is part and parcel of the koinonia, of the community that we share together. You know, you've heard of the, you know, colloquial way of asking, what faith are you? It's asking what denomination or congregation you are part of. So faith is not just something that we have and express as individuals on our own. Faith is also what we share together. And so family and fellowship, growing together in that belief, in that trust in Jesus Christ, in His grace and in His knowledge, is the faith avenue that we share together. And we value that. We value family and fellowship. And we invite others to join in that family and fellowship, because we strongly believe, and I keep on saying this in these streams, in these conversations that I'm having, this sharing that I've been doing with you, you do not have to do life alone. God did not intend for any human being to do life alone. So family fellowship is a value for us. Another value that we hold dear is we value community or neighborhood engagements. We do so because we love each other and we love the people of our neighborhood. We join Jesus in this love for others in reaching out to them in faith and in hope, in making disciples, in bringing many sons and daughters into glory, in expanding the kingdom of God. We join Jesus in these things because of love and for love. Sharing the vision of the eternal life of knowing God in loving relationships as His children in Christ Jesus through His Spirit. We want to share with our community what God has so graciously shared with us and abundantly. We want to see our neighborhood develop. We want to see our community grow. We want to see our neighbors and community live together in love and in unity, helping and supporting and encouraging one another. The small ways that we can help bring that about. We want to see our environment working for all, appreciating one another, comforting one another, encouraging and supporting one another. We value community engagement because of the love of Jesus Christ. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and in verse 8, again the Apostle Paul talking about the faith, hope, and love that Jesus shares with us, that we share with Him, describes it this way, how faith, hope, and love are important in protecting us, in helping us persevere. If I can find 1 Thessalonians. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and in verse 8. This is what the Apostle Paul wrote. I'm breaking into his thought here. But since, verse 8, the 5th chapter of 1 Thessalonians, but since we belong to the day, let us be sober, putting on faith and love as a breastplate and the hope of salvation as a helmet. What is Paul talking about here? Well, Paul is reminding us that faith and love is like a breastplate. You know where a breastplate goes? It goes on your chest. That's why it's called breastplate. It goes on your chest, and what is it supposed to protect? What's the most important organ in your chest? The heart, exactly. So the breastplate of faith and love is supposed to protect our hearts. Understanding the faith and the love of Jesus is a protection for our hearts. It helps our hearts to know who God is and to respond to who God is. So that when we have other things that are contrary to who God is, we know how to respond to it or to them. We know how to discern right from wrong, so to speak. And so faith and love are to protect our hearts so that we don't just give our hearts out to any ideologies or any fads and fashions and any the conventional wisdoms and so on and so forth. Faith and love supposed to protect our hearts. They are the breastplate for our hearts. And then he goes on to say that hope is supposed to be hope of salvation is supposed to be a helmet. Now, where do we put a helmet? Where do we wear a helmet? On our heads. And it's supposed to protect the head. And what is in that head is what we call the mind, right? So hope, faith, and love are meant to protect the two most important relational factors in our lives, our hearts and our minds. It is our hearts and minds that we relate to all people with. All people. Now, some people will think, oh, another most important part is our private parts. That private parts only relate to only a very tiny aspect of our relationships. The mind and the heart has no boundaries in relationship. The private parts have boundaries. And God is saying that hope, faith, and love are like that. They're like the helmet that protect our minds and the breastplate that protect our hearts in our relationships with God and with each other, because hope, faith, and love source from who God is what enables the right kind of relationships that Paul is talking about here. The right kind of relationships that is a protected relationship. It's a growing relationship, a nurturing relationship, because the whole point of protecting the mind and the heart is so that they will what, grow and be nurtured and become what God intended for it to become. So they're not short-circuited. They're not interrupted. They're not damaged and destroyed. So the faith and the hope and the love of God in Christ Jesus protect our minds and our heart in the face of the challenges of life, in the face of the difficulties of life, in the face of our sharing of His gospel, in the face of our relationships with each other. We soldier on, we persevere, we endure, we overcome, we thrive through the avenues of hope, faith, and love, which is abundantly poured in our hearts by His Spirit. Are you getting the picture, friends, of how we do mission? We do mission through hope, faith, and love. And in our case, as Grace Communion Richardson, we're doing this mission of knowing Jesus and making Him known through worship, through family fellowship, and through community engagement, through the ministry avenues of hope, faith, and love. Recognizing that it is Jesus doing it, and He has so graciously privileged us, invited us to join Him, to participate with Him in doing this. And all the glory and the honor goes to Him. So my question to you is, do you desire a walk and a life of hope, of faith, of love in Jesus Christ? Do you have hope during these difficult and challenging times? Do you have any hope in the dark seasons of life? Do you exercise faith in Jesus even when it looks and feels bleak in your life or in the lives of your loved ones and friends? That you exercise faith that that is not going to be a permanent situation, and that isn't what God intends for you as a permanent situation. That He is in it with you and will raise you up from it. Do you have that faith? Do you live the love of Jesus with others? Are you hospitable in response to others? In grace towards others, just as we have experienced the hospitality and grace of God. I pray you do. And I pray that you do not do so alone, and that you reach out to others who are on this journey of hope, faith, and love, that we may do it together. Join me next Sunday as I share in continuing this message, dwelling on the amazing gift of hope that God has given to us as human beings, as we go through the ups and downs of life, as we go through the challenges and difficulties of life, and as we do it together as a body, as followers of Jesus, as image bearers of of His. Hope is an incredible gift that God has given to us. Join me next Sunday as we continue to share on that specific subject. And as we share the love and the hope and the faith of Jesus with each other and with a nation that desperately needs it. Let's conclude today's stream with a praise song from our youth praise team. And by God's grace, I will see you next Sunday. God bless.
Our freedom. Oh.
I want to invite you to a Zoom discussion after this message. The ID is on the screen. If you need to call using the phone number is on your screen as well. If you are watching on Facebook, the link that you can click on to join Zoom is in the description. If you are watching from our website, the link is on top of the video. I look forward to meeting you on Zoom for discussion and for fellowship. God bless.